This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
No, my carjacker got him.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Nope. I had your back, and then I don't.
You know, you know how sometimes you're thinking and you don't even realize what you're doing. I guess I was touching my teeth, and then I was feeling the groove between my two front teeth on the bottom, and then I look over and Finny's looking at me. I'm like, oh, there was nothing.
She had a bent hooked finger all the way in.
Just clearing out some.
No, just feeling around in my mouth for no reason other than I was thinking. You know how you get to thinking about it, like, oh, then I'm going to do the R. Kelly story, and then I'll...
But like a good friend, I said, can I help you with that?
Yeah, he's like, I'm like, no, it's not that. He's like, well, what is it then? I don't know. I just had my finger in my mouth. I'm not sure why. He goes, you know, I have these little plastic doohickeys that you can insert between your teeth. He goes, oh, hold on. The carjackers might have got them.
I had to go look, and it turns out that whoever stole my...
They have nice clean teeth now.
My right. old briefcase. They got my my toothpicks.
Yeah. Are they just the little sticks that you stick between with a little brush?
And one of them's got a little feathered brush on the end,
like,
and the other
mini Christmas tree.
Those are good.
Yeah. I like the ones that are, I actually hate that I use these because they're single use plastic, but they're called plackers. And they have a piece of floss and a little hook. And the nice thing is you put them on your back teeth and you can go. And kind of push it in with your upper tooth.
You use those every time?
Yeah.
I still use strings. And I have spit running down my fingers and paint. I don't want to do that. You know what? I've been in a relationship for a long time. I still don't want anyone walking in on me where I got drool running down my face on my fingers, and I probably got a little, when I spit, I got a little dash of blood in there, you know?
Yeah.
Can I do this in private?
Yeah.
Really?
Flossing.
You got to be in here, huh? Okay. Yeah. Great.
Plus little chunks and stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's
flossing is freaking gross. It is something to be done privately.
I agree.
A lot of people don't care, though.
I care.
There's people who poop with the door open.
Yeah.
I don't know who these people are. They just want you to know their brand or something. It's like territorial pissings of some kind. I just don't know.
The grossest thing I've seen many gross things. This one time, I told you guys this story before. I was at dinner somewhere, and this couple shares their dental floss.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
But they have grossness.
They shared their dental floss.
Well, look, I don't know what if that's a regular occurrence. In a pinch, wouldn't you? In a pinch.
So we both have meat between our teeth?
In a pinch.
I can't say that I would.
All the stuff you do and you wouldn't do that?
Yeah, somebody's rotted food? No.
Yeah, I can't do that.
And dental floss can, like, if you hit a bad thing, you might be like, holy yuck. I don't need someone else's holy yuck in my mouth.
Yeah.
Look, I'm with you.
You know what? I'll find something.
Yeah, we'll go to a drugstore on the way home. I'll
find something else to do my teeth with.
I get
I'm looking around here.
But I also say to myself, the things we do to each other, we can survive this.
Not saying we wouldn't survive. It's just, do I really have to do that? Because I don't
want to. And you wouldn't, probably. You haven't. Clearly, you haven't found yourself
in that
spot.
Maybe if I'm desperate. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot I put past me. Really. I'm pretty gross.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, no, I'm not going to do that.
Don't do it.
Speaking of gross.
Now that Bryn has finally joined us. Hey, before I get to that, though, I did want to mention that tomorrow we're doing the Cluster Fest. Best lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it, but I did sort of freak out. It's a hard one. Clusterfest.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to say something. Comedy Central's Clusterfest returns to San Francisco June 21st through the 23rd, and tomorrow we'll do the Clusterfest lineup announcement, and you can win a pair of 3-day tickets to the festival. So, and it's a good lineup. What time are we doing it? Do you know?
It's either going to be 7 or 8 a.m.
Okay. So listen to our show all day. We want you to anyways. Rip the knob off, whatever it is. So Bryn was in here for a second, but now
and
he's
then
gone.
Just left.
Hello.
Hi, honey. Hi. You know I need you. I can't play audio without you. So we're going to start with R. Kelly. The first I saw of this was an Instagram.
He's not in jail yet?
Not yet.
All right.
And he is fighting for his effing life,
well,
to quote him.
As you would.
Yes, you would. So the first thing I saw about this was an Instagram post from Gayle King where she is.
Gayle King?
Gayle King. Yeah. She's on CBS this morning. She's like Oprah's best friend.
Got
those
it.
Are some of the ways you might know her.
Thank you.
So she gets the first sit-down interview with him since these new charges. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting together in a, you know, one of those, looks like a hotel room where they've drawn two chairs together and it's, the lighting is just so for the interview set up. And she is rolling her eyes as he's ranting and raving. And then there's another one that someone else put up. I sort of recognize the name. I'm going to see if I can find the guy's. Hold on. Somewhere here I have this guy's name.
Not to jump off topic, but yeah. I just recently read a similar interview that was set up with Robin Roberts and Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
Smollett.
Where she's now talking after that interview
and as all the
news had come out, and she was saying, I was in a no-win situation and I didn't know what I would, and I'm gay and he's gay and I felt like
I had
to.
Oh, we're both black.
But it was interesting because what you made me think of that with the Gayle King thing, which is here you are doing an interview with someone who's got really bad PR.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really come off with a win if you attack him, because are you doing it?
She asked the hard questions.
Did she?
She held nothing back. I think that she did not have any of the same reservations that Robin Roberts was talking about. I think she, just the little bit I saw.
Did he stay for it?
He stayed.
Huh.
But even as she brought up the first question, there's just a little teaser that's been released because it's going to get aired today.
Okay.
So the first question that she asked was, he said, well, we did agree to not talk about this. She goes, yeah, but now I just did, basically. So what do you say? He gets super emotional just in this little clip. So by 8 o'clock, this should have aired on the East Coast and we should be able to get hold of the audio.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything right now.
So we will try to have that for you. What we do have now is just, I think we pulled one of the clips. So R. Kelly sat down with Gayle King for his first interview since he was hit with new charges of having sex with underage girls. It's going to air on CBS this morning. Oh, today and tomorrow.
Yes.
They're dragging this one out because it looks like it's good. She looks annoyed and over him. Like every picture of her, she's looking off with sort of a blank look on her face. She looks annoyed. He's standing up ranting and raving. She's just got a look on her face. He didn't get into specifics, at least in this little clip, about the current accusations, but he did deny them vehemently. He got very emotional. Here's a little of that. And you should be, because that's what's at stake here.
Like those girls were, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I guess, you know, so he basically had girls chained up unless they wanted shoes. I think he just admitted it. So there are pictures out there which are worth a look. I mean, I'll show. I can't find them, Vinny, but I'll show them to you. They're, she just looks so over it. So
there, I looked it up immediately. Gayle King Instagram, and they're right back there.
Yeah. Well, they were all over my news feed this morning. So, at 8 o'clock, we hope to have a little more. There's one at one point, and I didn't see it in these clips. There's an Instagram out there. Some other producer or something put up. He is standing up with his arms in the air and his face a mask of horror and terror, and Gayle is just
What did he say? Where's the camera? Right there.
Yeah. Well, he says that you can see that in the clip that we've already seen, but him standing and ranting, that I cannot wait to. Where was that coming from?
Guilt.
Yeah, you know, is it a great idea to do interviews when you're under these kind of allegations? Is this just his way of, you know, because he was like, you can hate me, you can love me. I'm like, no, I don't love you.
I have a little bit more if you want to hear.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think this is a hard-hitting question here.
That's not the right language to use.
You know what? I thought that said, like, you beat those girls? Like, beat, really?
I beat my case means I was able to slip past.
To get off.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like I was acquitted because I never did that.
Right.
It sounds like
I beat my case.
We won.
We beat the system.
What a dumb.
Well, whatever.
No one is arguing that.
The guy can't even read and write.
All right, here's something fun. Let's do something fun.
All right.
Yay. Kate Beckinsale, who is absolutely stunningly beautiful.
I've always thought that about her.
I just think she's divine.
Yes.
And Pete Davidson, huh? Guy from SNL who somehow got with Ariana Grande and now
it's an unlikely pairing.
So you'd think Pete would be the one with the issues. You might be wrong. Looks like a guy by the name of Matt Rife. I guess he's a comedian. She likes funny guys. He dated her for about a year back in 2017.
Matt Rife.
He is Kate Beckinsale's ex, and TMZ caught up with him and they said, "Hey, do you have any advice for Pete Davidson, who's now dating?"
Oh my God!
Run.
What go? Does he expand on that?
He does.
Wow.
But he still hasn't said anything.
Yeah. Be
does
careful.
Does he continue?
I think be careful and run. Do you have anything else to say? I've got enjoy it while you can. I hope they're both happy. I hope it can build to where it's an established good relationship. I wish them both the best. He said of his own relationship with Kate, it was complicated, and there were a lot of ups and downs. Mm. And they asked him, would you ever consider getting back with Kate? And he said, absolutely not. Not a chance.
That's not fair, though. That's a bummer.
Run!
Like he was the perfect boyfriend, and then she just couldn't meet his needs.
Right.
Screw that.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a part in those things.
Oh, I agree.
So,
although sometimes run.
This guy, Rife, he's come under fire for racist and homophobic tweets in the past.
Oh, fun.
He looks a lot like Pete Davidson.
Oh.
Sort of the skinny neck, drawn in eyes.
Oh. Sunken
pencil
eyes.
Head.
Yeah, sure. Depends on that geek.
Yeah.
So she's got a type. She likes him funny and ugly.
And anyway, young.
I just thought it was so funny. I was like, oh, an ex-boyfriend. What did he have to say? Run!
Well, we've heard actress types have they're pretty self-important. They're very needy.
Yeah, well, she's been a star.
And
for
you
a
need
long
to
time.
Know that going in, wouldn't you?
You know, it might be nice to be armed with that information.
Like, if sure. you think it's about you, it's not about you.
Yeah, just so you know. Run. Did you ever see the movie School of Rock?
I did.
Yeah, I love that movie. I thought it was very charming.
It's one of Jack Black's, like, really only good things.
No, he's got a few, in my opinion. But I agree with you. It's one of his best movies.
I love that movie. Yeah.
And I watched it with my kids when they were little because I was like, you know, wanted to inspire them to be little rock stars. Anyway, School of Rock had a kid who was 10 years old at the time. Joey Gatiss Jr. was his name. He was 10 years old when he was in the movie, and he was the lead guitarist in the Jack Black School of Rock band. Mm-hmm. Cool then, not so cool now. He's 27 now, and he's been caught stealing guitars multiple times over the past month. He is facing 4 felony charges in Florida for larceny and grand theft. Cops busted him 4 times in the last 5 weeks for stealing guitars and amplifiers. He goes into guitar shops, asks to try out expensive guitars. Like, one of them was like a $2,000 gold top. Like that's not the Strat
Les
body.
Paul?
Yeah, the Les Paul body. He took a Strat. Like, and then he goes to pawn shops and tries to sell them. So sometimes he gets, I'm assuming that they didn't catch him every single time he did this. Maybe it worked for him once. He says, yeah, I'm not a criminal mastermind. I have a drug problem. And that's why I'm doing this. Apparently, 2 of the amps he took were from his own dad.
Oh, boy.
It looks like his dad actually called the police and said, it's my son who took them. This kid, Joey, his name is Joey Gatiss Jr., so I'm going to assume his dad's name is Joey also. Joey's dad said that he'd stolen from him in the past. He didn't report it until now because he thinks he's now trying to support an addiction to heroin. Mm. Joey fessed up to stealing and pawning the amps worth about $2,100. He wants to get treatment, he says. And then there's surveillance footage showing him walking out of the store with a Buddy Guy Fender Stratocaster.
Oh, so it's polka dot?
It is. There it is.
That is a Buddy Guy. I love Buddy Guy. Oh, look at him grown up.
Yeah.
Bad hair.
Yes. Bad everything.
Well,
bad.
I'm sorry to hear that. Addiction is terrible. And that's, you know, there's a guy who, man, he was in a big movie with Jack Black.
Yeah.
And then addiction clearly has since taken him out of the movie business.
It looks like, as far as a couple years ago, he was teaching guitar to kids at a music center.
And speaking of addicts, Demi Lovato was checked back into rehab and split with a boyfriend. I guess she had, is this the guy she got with right after she got out of rehab?
Yeah.
So she called it quits with that guy. I can't remember what his, wasn't he like a fashion designer or something? I can't remember.
Henry Levy? Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a source saying she has not relapsed. She went to a facility, but it was her own decision. It was one trip to a treatment facility for a few weeks outside Los Angeles. She's taking care of herself and is in a positive place. So maybe when they broke up, she was like, I need to have some support while I go through this.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Yep.
And she's got the means.
She certainly does. All right. There's your early trash, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
Well, you know, we've got some heavy weather out there. So I'll get you up on that and more after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Last week, we were giving away a trip to see Shawn Mendes in Miami. The grand prize winner was Craig from Glen Ellen.
Craig!
Congratulations. Craig. Oh my God, you're going to Miami. This week, it's a trip to Aulani. Your first chance to qualify coming up at 9 a.m.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. You can listen to this show and a bunch of other shows on radio.com. Check it out.
And all our podcasts are on there.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
Right. Radio.com.
Boom.
It's an app. rain, heavy at times. So, and it was this morning in the South Bay, heavy. Lots of standing water. So leave early. Leave now.
Yeah. Give yourself a little extra time.
Heavy at times, and the rain will continue tomorrow as well. There's also snow in Tahoe. It continues.
That's good.
It is good. I'm seeing here there's a chance for sunshine on Friday and Saturday, but I also saw that Saturday and Sunday, there's rain forecasts.
Right.
So.
Really? Yesterday, those were supposed to be dry days. Now it's looking like maybe not.
I don't necessarily think we should expect anything.
Right. Does seem like they're having some trouble with nailing down what's going to be happening.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one thing if it's 10 days out, but Jesus, you know, you'd think you could get a five-day forecast out of these people.
Today is Ash Wednesday.
Oh, happy Ash Wednesday. Yeah. You going to go get ashed?
I am.
Are you going to still have it on tomorrow?
Probably. I could.
Nice. Yeah,
you know,
do it.
If it wipes off in the pillow, it wipes off. But
what's the longest you think you can keep it on?
It'll definitely be gone by tomorrow night.
Ashes to go is huge now. Because one of the problems people have with getting their ashes is having to stop at the church.
Yes.
And see, you get in line and, you know, look, we're all working and we all got a lot to do. So ashes to go is where priests actually show up places like outside train stations and coffee shops, a location that's easier for commuters to get to.
Mm.
And they do it that way.
Give
you your ash and let you get on down the road.
Yeah. Huh. If you want it. They're not just like randomly. Yeah.
No, they're not.
So they're blessed ashes already? They're already blessed?
Well, if a priest is doing it, right, I assume that they get a bag of blessed ashes. Is it in a little sack or what's it in?
Well,
I forget.
It's usually in like a metal container of sorts.
Oh, I see.
But the point of Ash Wednesday is to remind you of your mortality. From dust you came, and to dust you will return. So, like, there's a service. Yeah. You know, this isn't like a drive-through at McDonald's. Like, you
no, it is. It's called Ashes to Go, and it's actually like a drive-through at McDonald's. It's really that the priest comes to you.
And I mean, we're talking about God here. You can put an hour aside for God. Okay.
Well, not everyone can fit God into their schedule.
Well, then don't do the Ashes to Go. Like, either.
So
do,
you're. I'm going to take it that you're anti the ashes,
ashes
to Go.
To
All
go.
Right. You, so, if you're going to get ashes, you got to go to the service.
It's better to skip it than it is to take it on
ashes
the run.
Ashes to Go. Yes. Absolutely. 100%. Mm. Yes.
Take it on the run, baby.
Don't take it on the run.
Like, could I call right now and do the app right now? And by the end of the show, I could have a priest come
Is there an app for
I don't know if there's an app.
Or are they just randomly showing up places?
But they're calling it Ashes to Go because this is a situation where people are busy. And Ashes to Go is like, it started, in fact, they say it started in St. Louis.
Oh, is that so?
A decade ago. Mm. To try and reach more people, spread the word, and help the people who do want to participate but don't have the opportunity or an hour to be at church, they still get to be part of the festivities.
Right. It says taking church to the streets.
Taking it to the streets.
It's grown very popular because we're all so busy. I love that song.
You'll be dead.
You know that? I was listening, like, I bought the old, Best of the Doobies.
You had mentioned that. That's so funny.
Man, it's just so 70s and so, it's like.
The Michael McDonald voice is just the best. It's like one of the best voice.
Yeah.
Listen to the bass.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
Well, it's a lot less good when you do that.
Jeez. That's what it sounds like.
God. Ruining it.
Well, what my ashes on your phone.
Anyway, happy Ash Wednesday, everyone.
Thank you.
I hope it goes well for you. And
but goes smoothly.
I asked what the missus was giving up, and now that I think about it, I forget what she said.
Oh, no. So you asked and then didn't listen.
And then
she said,
asked what I was going to give up, and I said, that's not happening right now. I need all the stuff I got.
Yeah, I'm giving up everything.
I'm trying to get by on what I got right now. Between the rainstorms and the stuff, it's tough. Yeah. Times are tough.
I'm giving up rain.
I need to hold on to my caffeine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean,
I would never give up caffeine for any reason.
I already got rid of the cigs and the booze. What else is there? You know?
Yep. It's not a lot more. You just say, I'm going to continue to be sober for the next 6 weeks.
Right.
Do that.
This is fun because I am admittedly wrong. I do not read this before you agree to anything.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Click. I don't.
Yes.
I skip right by it. I push
past it. Because
I'm
not doing that, right.
I want to use this service, therefore I will
agree
clearly
to whatever
agree
you say.
To whatever.
My firstborn, yours.
Been sneaked in. Now here's the thing, though. I do feel like there are enough journalists, wannabe journalists, reporters, what are they, bloggers.
Sure.
They're out there. They read this stuff. They make their name by finding something sneaky and putting it out there that this is what Facebook, or for lack of a better name, what anybody is up to when you
say, what's in the user agreement.
Right. So I am kind of counting on those people to help me out.
Yeah, I don't read their blogs either.
No, but they go wide when they finally do find something. They go wide. Well, here's someone who reads this crap and won $10,000.
Oh, how'd they do it?
The story is a travel insurance company in Florida called Square Mouth. They decided to test a theory that no one reads the fine print. Mm-hmm. No one ever. So they put $10,000 up for grabs on page 7 of their user agreement.
Page 7. That's why we don't read it.
The only place they mentioned the contest for $10,000 was in the fine print of one of their travel insurance forms. They buried the instructions way down in the middle of page 7 and didn't tell anyone about it.
Oh.
No promotion. Zero.
And they, I would assume, even the employees didn't really know about it because they would have told someone to go look it up.
Right.
So one person put this in there.
The instructions said that the first person who mentioned the contest would get a $10,000 prize. And if no one noticed it within a year, they were planning to give the money to charity. Mm. And they actually expected that would be the case. Who reads these things? But it turns out some people read these things.
How many people?
Well, it was one person named Donalyn Andrews. She teaches high school about 60 miles south of Atlanta. She always reads every user agreement and contract she signs. Always. Every time. Mm. She spotted it on day one. The first day.
Oh.
She thinks reading contracts is really important and even hides secret questions in her students' tests. So if they pay attention and read carefully, they can get extra credit.
Oh.
Ah.
That's interesting.
Here she is, Donalyn Andrews, with
so
her
she
smart
got 10 grand
infinity
on the first day
scarf and her smart haircut.
Let me
and
have
her,
a look at that.
Her big giant check for $10,000 in her picture.
That's adorable. What do you think she is, like 50? How
yeah,
old is that lady?
50-ish.
Yeah. Cute.
She bought an insurance policy from the company, read the whole contract, and got in touch with him about 23 hours after they launched the contest. Oh. They gave her a check for $10,000 last week, plus an extra 10 grand to help out her school district.
Oh! Oh, my God!
Square
Good
mouth.
For her! Square mouth. What a weird... Mm-hmm. I'm not buying insurance from a place called Square Mouth.
Well,
it just doesn't sound official enough.
They're doing good PR for themselves there. Clearly. Maybe you should. Maybe you should think about that.
Mm. My mom used to call me Square Mouth.
Why?
When I cried, my mouth went into a square.
Get out of here.
Let's see. Start crying.
No, when I was a baby, it turned into a square. There's pictures of me, and she'd be like, you know, Square Mouth.
That's so funny.
It is funny. You know, kids are always crying.
She called you Square Mouth?
Well, they would point out that I had a square mouth, you know.
How old were you as a
little,
when did,
the,
when
like
did you shake
kid.
It? When did you shake it, though?
I don't know. I don't even know if I have. I don't watch myself cry.
It does look square,
it
huh?
It does, yeah. But you have to be crying a lot for that to...
Well, when you're a little kid, you are crying a lot.
Babies do cry a lot. You're not kidding.
I don't know if it was just as a baby, but, you know, probably 3-4 years old is when they started showing me pictures of myself with my square mouth.
Oh.
Like, wow. You are so funny because when you cry, you have a square mouth, so we laugh at you.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has announced a nationwide birth control recall as a result of a packaging error.
Uh-oh.
They say that patients could be taking a placebo instead of an active tablet. Oh. There's anyone who's been on birth control or dated someone on birth control, you know very specifically there's, you know, weeks of important pills and weeks of pills you take to be
just to be in
part
the habit,
of the habit
of taking the pill.
And so if they've got those mixed up, that could be a real problem for you. They say the names here, Apotex.
Never heard of
Apotex Corporation has recalled 4 lots of their birth control due to incorrect tablet arrangements or empty blister pockets.
Uh-oh.
So, check your pills.
Yeah.
Look that up.
You want to be taking the right pill.
And if you are someone who's like, oh, I should look into that, make a note so that you remember when you get home to look at your pill pack because you really don't want. You might want, but
not
you want
not
when
if
you
you're
want.
Taking the, right.
Not.
No,
when you're on the pill, finding out you're
pregnant.
You want
to know that the pill is doing what it's supposed to do.
How much would you spend on a car? Like, be honest. Your dream car, what could you... Maybe your situation was different in life, whatever. Now you...
Oh, well, if money's no object, I'm going to buy...
No, money's an object, but I'm just trying to say... What I'm getting at is, of course, you've got priorities.
I would
kids,
love to buy
college.
one of those Tesla SUV things that Bryn's dad has. I just... With the gull wings. And I do love that car. I would love to have that car.
That'd be the one.
I think it's like 100 grand. Mm-hmm. So, or more. Well, how much is it?
Starts at like 90 or something like that.
I'm not getting the base model. I'm getting it loaded.
Yeah, nobody gets out of there less than 100.
Right. That's the problem. That's the same
that,
with
that. That is what I would like.
With
I
the
like
base model or that. What is the new cheap one? the Model
three.
X.
Model 3?
Three. Three.
Yeah. Right, it's 35 grand.
Well, I need wheels.
Right. Well, that's 40 grand. Right. Okay, what else do you need?
I ask you because the Bugatti...
Honestly, if I had the money, I would buy this car because I've always wanted to have the Batmobile. Like, that is the freaking Batmobile.
The La Voiture Noire.
Ooh.
Is $12.5 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's already been bought.
There was only one?
Yeah.
They only made one?
Bugatti, for their 110th anniversary, created a jet black rocket.
Dude, this car is the coolest. I mean, I don't care that much about cars, but it really does look like the Batmobile. Like, imagine I'd be like, oh my God,
The thing about
the first day.
A car like this is that you really do have to have so much money that this...
Yeah, I can't park that in my driveway underneath my pepper tree, raining down peppers on top of it.
Where could you park it unless you can
just... In my amazing 11-car garage next to all my other amazing collectible cars.
You have to turd money.
Yeah.
To be able to drive that to Trader Joe's and try and fit it into the spots.
Oh, but I'm doing that. And I'm bringing cones with me. To put all
so
around
lame.
It.
There's no point in having a car that you have to treat like that. Right, that is my exact point.
The only reason to have a car like that is for like, oh, we're going to cruise down to Los Angeles. We're going to, you know, take the PCH. Oh, we're going to go for a Saturday afternoon drive out into wine country. That's what a car like that's for. That is not a commuter car. That's right. Not even a going to your parents' house car. You know, that's not a going to church car.
This morning... No. I hit a pothole that I would have sworn was going to blow out my tire.
What happened?
It didn't.
Fine.
Where
Thank
was God.
It?
It was on it was the pouring. 101 280 split there, right as you're mm-hmm. coming in. And I was busy trying to figure out if that was going to be backed up because Bryn got caught. Right. And there was a whole thing going on. And I
Are you sure it's not sort of that? It was an actual pothole or like a seam in the road? Because that thing... I hit that thing every single day, and it seems like it's just getting kind of worse.
Oh, okay.
When I
maybe,
see this
maybe.
Red billboard sign, I go, okay, there's the red sign.
It's coming
I'm
up.
About to hit it. Yeah. Me and Alden were just commenting on it this morning. It's horrible.
Maybe that's it. Whatever mm-hmm. I hit, it was yeah. big enough that I went, oh, I may have
it's
just blown
bad.
A tire.
Yeah.
But that's, you got to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
In your $12.5 million car, you need to be able to say, no biggie,
Bugatti
I'll buy another one if
happening.
I need to.
Ooh.
I'd love to have a Porsche 911, like the little roadster, speedster things, mm-hmm. but I just couldn't have it and be carefree with it.
No.
And you
well,
have kids.
Right. Forget it.
The way they run their hands down the car just right now in the garage, like fingerprints through the dirt. Damn it. Yeah. What are you doing?
You got to be rich to really have all those,
right.
you know.
Can I mean, tell you a few more stats on that Bugatti?
Sure.
So
please.
It was originally $12 million, but the guy, the mystery owner who bought it, because they're not revealing, he paid $19 million.
Well, they say that's because the taxes make it $19 million.
Oh, is that why?
Apparently. I don't know what the tax rate is wherever they're selling this thing.
The
but
other
they
thing-
were saying that it would cost you, you know, $19 million bucks to buy this thing.
Imagine you come out of your house and there's three cats on the hood of your Bugatti playing cards.
Oh, look at this car, Vinny.
What about it?
You got an ace?
Oh, this is a nice one.
Oh, man. I'm so happy.
Go fish.
Hey, douchebags. That's $12.5 million worth of car.
Hurry up, douchebags.
Exactly
so
right.
You can see
yeah, we
inside.
Want to get inside. Come on, man. It's a cool car.
You're not even my cat. Get out of here.
Oh, I didn't
what
know
about
that.
Me? What about me?
I just thought
I'm
I
on drugs.
He's definitely your cat, even if we're not.
Hey,
I wish
Jesus.
The other guy squishy.
One other stat. It's 1,500 horsepower. So
what's that mean?
To put that in perspective, the average Lamborghini is 600 horsepower.
Oh. Hmm.
So it's double, basically. More.
Nice. You know how fast if I can yeah, get
if I was a billion, if I was a billionaire, I would 100% buy that car.
It has six
for
exhaust.
For no reason other than I could.
Six yeah. exhaust pipes in the back. Six.
Dang, six.
Well, when they come out with an electric version, maybe. I don't want to be part of the problem.
If you've got that much horsepower, do you just have like a bullhorn for the cops that, meet me at 865 battery, I'm not stopping.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
Just pile my tickets up on the drive and hand them to me when I get there.
And the only thing that car is missing is those bat wings on the back.
Like, it doesn't have those?
No, well, I don't think so.
I've only
looks
got the
close.
Front.
Oh, let me see. Show them the side version.
Yeah, show them the side and show them the tailpipes.
Oh, my God. You have to see the side version.
Show me the tailpipes.
Yeah, because there's six of them.
What?
Six tailpipes.
Yeah, I'm not. You're right. There was another story this morning that had the. Oh, sorry. Had multiple angle shots on it.
The phone number.
So cool.
That you can text us at is 800-400-3697. You just put that number in like you put your friend's number in, mm-hmm. and then you text us nice stuff.
Yeah. Save it too. Like, you know.
Sarah.
Yeah, hi.
You look real cute today.
Oh, thanks.
Or whatever. You know, whatever you want to send us.
I did get rained on pretty hard this morning. The hair's seen better days.
Is that water you're wearing?
It is water I'm wearing. Thank you for noticing. Pure water from the sky.
916 says, oh, Kate Beckinsale does have a type. Funny but ugly. Check out her baby daddy.
Oh.
Love you to the moon and back, guys.
Those are the six.
Oh, wow.
Show
it's
the,
a sick car.
Over,
I just,
the
I
overall
really...
view.
It's just the back.
Yeah, it's amazing. So show them the side view, that the one, the picture on the bottom left there. Like, it is full-on Batmobile. It just has
Can
all the...
Can you imagine if you're making payments on that thing? You'd
you're
be
not.
Like,
no one who buys a $12 million car has to make payments on it.
You're right.
Looks so killer. You guys got to look this car up. It's the Bugatti. It's the
It'll
making the news
today
as the most expensive car ever.
Well, the most expensive new car. Because there's...
Oh, right. Good point.
Supposedly, collector's cars
sure,
go for
absolutely.
Far more.
Of course.
I can't believe they only made one.
Oh, 415 says, oh, Vinny, my white chocolate brother. Thank you so much for catching that and knowing what beating a case is. Yeah, I don't... R. Kelly's not doing himself any favors doing interviews.
No, no, no. Well, he's doing us a favor. So
sure.
I totally appreciate it.
Yeah, we always like
the
stories.
I'm full on, like, yes, he should be doing these interviews. He should do more of them.
Fighting for my life here.
Fighting for my other life.
Love you.
So if you missed it, early in the 6 o'clock hour, we played a little bit of audio from the preview that they've put out for the, it's a 2-day interview with Gayle King. So some of it's going to air today, and we're going to be looking to see if we can see what other great nuggets are in it.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Start with the Billboard Hot 100, and then we're going to get into Luke Perry's kids.
Mm. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.